When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sammy Sosa, who has disappeared for many, many years, he also looks very different. And I don't want to make any comments on it because if it is health related, I don't want to mock it because I really don't know what it is. But his skin tone looks completely different. And maybe he's got some. I don't know. But Sammy Sosa, who's disappeared for many, many years, all of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, writes a letter. And that letter is to all of us. He writes, I left it all on the field for the Cubs and Cubs fans because I wanted to win and make the fans happy. What the hell is going on? I love to see the fans at Wrigley and the right field bleachers every home game. I understand why some players in my era don't always get the recognition that our stats deserve. There were times I did whatever I could to recover from injuries in an effort to keep my strength up to perform over 162 games. I never broke any laws, but in hindsight, I made mistakes, and I apologize.
Sounds like HGH.
It sounds like, yes. We accomplished great things as a team and worked extremely hard in the batting cage to become a great hitter. Cub fans are the best in the world, and I hope that fans, the Cubs, and all can come together and we can move forward. We can't change the past, but the future is bright. In my heart, I have always been a Cub, and I can't wait to see the Cubs fans again. And I'm like, what the hell is this? And I remember that Tom Ricketts, the owner of the Cubs, has said, we can't welcome Sammy back until he apologizes.
Right.
And on December 19th, 2024, many years after the steroid era and even Sammy's final game as a Cub, he releases this letter as if he needs to get down on his hands and knees and admit.
Well, he didn't
what
admit.
What we all know.
Well, he didn't admit.
Oh, he did. He did.
Drugs. He just kind of. He didn't say it explicitly.
He said.
He alluded to it.
You know what this is?
This is 20 years. I'm just reading the Chicago Tribune headline. Sammy Sosa, Chicago Cubs reunion and after another Christmas. This is a Christmas miracle ending 20 years of exile.
Well, because the Cubs had said, because the Cubs, wrongly, by the way,
right,
had said to Sammy, we will never welcome you back until you publicly apologize for steroid use. And I'll take this a step further.
That's wrong of the Cubs.
I agree with you. I think this is pathetic. And also, Sammy Sosa wore 21. I'm not good at remembering numbers. Like, I know a lot about sports. I'm not a numbers guy. I remember Sammy Sosa wore number 21. Out of curiosity, I went to Baseball Reference. The Chicago Cubs have treated the number 21 like a cheap you-know-what. They've given it to everybody. The Cubs have been so disrespectful to this great player that the fact that they forced him to grovel in a letter admitting what we already knew
is
sad.
So why did he do it?
Because he misses the love. That's why. Because he misses the love and the adulation, and he hasn't had it.
Okay.
And now he can be welcomed back as a hero.
So he's missed it for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes back at some point in 2025. What's going to be the reaction?
Heroes welcome. Hero. You know why? Because we as fans are not Tom Rickert and all these other owners. We as fans appreciate greatness, and we understand what that era was about. I forgive Sammy Sosa. I forgive Barry Bonds. I forgive Mark McGwire. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I'm putting them at the pantheon of baseball greats. I evaluate where they are based on my brain, and I know that they did things
right.
that enhance them. But I'm also not going to hold it against them. And the fact that the Chicago Cubs, A, kept this man away, and then B, needed to publicly flog him like this is embarrassing. They're an embarrassing franchise. Mm. And Sammy, you deserve better than that. And we don't need to do that around here. We don't need to do that about anybody around here. I don't care what they did. Like, we can talk about it and have fair conversations on if they're a Hall of Famer and where they stand all time. I think those are all fair conversations. But to embarrass him the way they've embarrassed him. They handed out 21 to me. They probably offered it to me when I was there. They handed out 21 to everybody.
But I don't think that matters.
I mean, I think it does matter because that number needed to be retired. Are you kidding me?
The man got a Canyon of Heroes parade here in New York.
Did he?
You didn't know that?
For what? For the home run chase?
Yeah.
I know that Congress passed some resolution. I don't remember that.
Yes.
Wait a second. I got a problem with that. We gave Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa Canyon of Heroes for
it. And I believe McGwire wasn't there. It was only Sosa.
Ugh. Whatever. Thank you for that piece of information, but I don't love that.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't remember that at all.
The point is, we gave him a hero's welcome in New York, and it took this long to get him back in Chicago.
Well, I just don't think we take it, and I'm talking about the people of Chicago as well. I don't think they take it as personal as ownership does. Like, I think we're able to forgive. It doesn't mean we're forgetting. It doesn't mean we don't talk about steroids, but we would welcome these guys back.
I just find it hard to believe that it was just the steroids. It had to be something more than that.
It was the steroids.
What did they feel embarrassed? Did the Cubs feel like they got one put over on them?
Now, I know his ending in Chicago was kind of ugly, but he never even referred to that. His ending in Chicago was he left the stadium before the season ended, and it was like a bitter ending.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what this was about, because he didn't even mention that in his apology. He didn't mention his corked bat against the Tampa Bay Rays. He mentioned the steroids, the PEDs. So that clearly was the hang-up, and I just think that's embarrassing that they forced this man right before Christmas to have to basically beg for forgiveness from some billionaire owner like he was deeply offended. And here's the hypocrisy of all of this. The owners knew, and the commissioner knew, and everyone knew what that was going on. So why don't they apologize?
Well, that's why I don't understand why this has been such a long grudge for the Chicago Cubs to the point where, and again, Sammy Sosa felt like he needed to get back involved in the Cubs community. He can do whatever he wanted to do. He could have chosen to not say anything ever.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And just disappeared to wherever he's living these days.
Which he did for a while.
And probably been perfectly fine.
Right.
Yeah, but at whatever, almost 56, 57, whatever he is, you sometimes miss it, right? And I don't think that was the determining factor for him coming back, just because he missed the fans.
I think there's probably more
the adulation.
Don't you think there's financial opportunities too, probably connected to it? Number retired, ceremony, your autograph value goes up.
So he did this to get his number retired, then.
I think he did it to get what he deserves. Like, are the Yankees going to force A-Rod to do that at some point? Like, A-Rod's already admitted he did steroids.
He's basically tried to do that.
That's true. Yeah, he's pretty basically already done that. It's just, I read that letter, and I got to be honest with you, it's humiliating.
It's different, though, because A-Rod, he sued them.
Yeah, it is. Maybe he has to apologize for that. Maybe that's what it is.
I don't know. It's
too little, too late?
It's just an odd timing of this.
I
don't know what the reasoning is.
Well, the Cubs have a winter convention, and the hope is Sammy can now be involved in that in January. So I think there are other opportunities for him. It's just, I didn't think anything like this was necessary, and I don't think fans feel this way anymore. I think we as fans, we talk about the steroid era, we have opinions on it, but I don't think we need the groveling.
Like, Roger Clemens has never apologized or admitted steroid use. And most people have moved on with it. Mm-hmm. Like, either they love him or they hate him, and they don't need him to apologize. And I got to tell you, as somebody that doesn't like Roger Clemens, I don't need him to apologize. I don't need him to come clean. If he wants to, he has every right to.
Yeah, because what does it do?
It doesn't do anything, in my opinion. We know it. Now, he denies it to this day, and that's probably a part of it.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to look at him any differently. It's over. It's a long time ago. So, Sammy, if you're out there, I kind of feel for you. Mm. I saw that, and I just felt bad for you. Let's get back to your calls, 888-808-1019. Kendrick's in Suffern. Hey, Kendrick.
Gentlemen, first let me say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Thank you for a great year on the radio. I know you guys got the memorable moments coming up in a little bit. For me, with my son, the American Dream Mall, when Lindor hit the home run, and then Vientos watching that game with you guys, that was awesome.
So that was awesome. I'm glad we...
That was a great...
I'm glad we could share that together. That was awesome. We did our show from American Dream. There was a huge Met playoff game going on. We did it with the people, including yourself. So you're right. On a personal level, that is certainly one of the top most memorable moments in 2024. It's a fun time.
For sure. Now, a few things here. One, gift-giving, and then a Jets, and then also a Mets quick point. So gift-giving, Tiki, as a Giant and a former player, it's a little awkward in the Giants this holiday season because usually the quarterback gives gifts to the offensive line. So I'm just wondering, are they going to get gifts from Minnesota? Is DeVito going to make chicken cutlets at mom's house?
Kendrick, I have breaking news about that. This is a real story. Daniel Jones, via Minnesota, has sent the Giants offensive line gifts. This is true. Daniel Jones has reached out to his former team because they did protect him for the first how many games of the season. And I didn't see. Did you see what the gifts were?
Yeah, it was tequila.
Oh, that's nice.
No, that's cool.
He said, go get drunk, basically.
A limited edition.
Limited edition tequila.
So how about that? Daniel Jones reached out to his former teammates to give them that traditional gift.
It wasn't as good as Brock Purdy's gift to his linemen.
Yeah, he gave him cars for those that didn't see it, like real cars.
Or Joe Burrow gave his offensive linemen swords. Did you see this story?
Yes, I did see that.
Swords.
Yeah, like it was stepbrothers.
What are you going to do with swords?
Get Randy Jackson's autograph on it, I would think.
How do you cut your pork loins?
Not with a sword.
Why not?
That's a weird gift. I don't know if I like that. Joe Burrow's got to do better than that. Brock Purdy did a hell of a lot better than that. Gave him freaking
trucks.
Yeah,
but it was probably a sponsor thing. You know what I mean?
What do you mean? Oh, so you're saying that Purdy didn't even spend any money?
I mean, he might have spent some. I doubt he bought 12, whatever they were, Ford F-150.
Do you think Daniel Jones bought the liquor?
Probably.
You think so?
I mean, they're special edition. They're engraved. I mean, I would buy my own gifts for the guys.
No, you're a better guy than these people. You're a better guy than Brock Purdy.
You're just talking about the expense. Brock Purdy hasn't been paid yet. I don't know how.
The story was $600,000 worth of trucks on a $900,000 salary.
Yes.
Yeah, no shot.
No chance. There's absolutely no chance.
It doesn't take anything away from the gift, though, because honestly, it's a thought that counts.
He facilitated it.
Yeah, so he still got it done.
It is what it is.
It's like the gift I got Sean yesterday that apparently I've heard his dad wants. He actually wants to take it from Sean.
Oh, yeah.
I got him this gift of a light-up Yankee Budweiser sign. But I'd admit this to you, Sean, and I did admit it yesterday. My parents found it in the attic. Like, it didn't cost me a dime, but it's the thought that counts, right?
It's nostalgic. It's different. And it's proof that your parents at one point were Yankee fans.
No, that is not the proof whatsoever at all. Did you give it to your dad? Because your dad liked that and wanted it.
I love my dad. He can go scratch.
You're not giving it to your dad?
I actually really like this. I have an outdoor sports bar. I'm hanging it. Yeah. He has one, too. He wanted to hang it there. No way.
Yeah, I think you should give it to your dad.
Why?
Because your dad... Your dad's older. He doesn't have as much time. Like, give it to him so he can enjoy it.
Are you talking about his mortality before the holidays?
I would say that about my parents. They have less, in theory, they have less time than me. I would want them to enjoy
it. My dad's going to get his Lowe's gift card, and he's going to be happy with it, okay?
Jeez.
I think Sean's dad would rather have a Giants franchise quarterback for Christmas than a Yankee sign. That's just me.
No, but he wants the Yankee sign. That's the difference. It's not like Sean is re-gifting something. His father listened to the show, saw the gift I got him, and actually reached out to him and said, hey, are you going to use that? I love that.
My dad gets enough.
Wow.
I gave him grandkids. He gets enough.
He brought you into the world, bro.
So he can go online, and he can look up the sign. He can buy one for his house.
Jeez. What do you think of this, T?
I think Sean's smart.
Thank you.
Keep it for yourself.
I think he's a bad guy. That's for damn sure.